Tzadi Beis, right? Tzadi Beis, I think, right? So Mishnah tells us on the top. Does that work? The top Mishnah?
Yeah.
Makes sense? Okay. Ochel polo kishos safil bedinar. A worker is allowed to eat kishos, even though it might be more than a dinar, more than what he actually was hired to do. Koseves safil bedinar. He could eat also koseves, even though it's bedinar, even though it's more than what he was worth, what he was hired to do. So Gemara says further, Mishnah says, Rebbe Lazar, chasma omer lo yochel polo. Yes, al scharo. No, and Paul can't work more. He can't eat rather more than what he was hired for. And Chachamim matir and Chachamim permitted. Sounds like the Tanakam and Chachamim were saying the same thing. Gemara is going to ask. They both allow the Paul to work rather to eat more than what he was hired to work for. Aval melam the nesha adam shlo yir avasim. We should teach a person not to be such a overindulger. He sows him as a Pesach b'fano, because next time he's not going to hire you. If you hire a guy and you eat all his food there, he's not going to invite you over next time. So be a little bit, have some self-control. So Gemara says, Chachamim haynu Tanakama, they're saying the same thing. Both the Chachamim and the Tanakama agree that the Pole is allowed to eat more than what he was hired to do. So Gemara explains, Ika benayu avam melamdin la Tanakama lesle, melamdin la rabban islehu, melamdin. So the nafkmi is melamdin. According to the Tanakama, they don't have the concept of melamdin. There's no inyan of teaching them. We let the worker eat whatever he wants. We don't give him a good advice what to do. But the Chacham says, no, you're allowed to eat more, but still, we're teaching an Eitzah Tova. Don't eat too much, otherwise he won't hire you again. That's the difference between the Chachamim and the Tanakam. Iba Yisema, another nafkamina between the Chachamim and Tanakam is the Ravasi. What's the Ravasi? Damar Ravasi, afilu lo sachar el levitzor eshkol echa. Let's say he hires you only to do just one cluster. That's it. And Amar Vasi, afilu lo batzer el eshkol echad ochlo. Or let's say he hires you to do a lot, and you did the first cluster, you're allowed to eat even that first cluster, even though you haven't done more just yet. So that even in that case, so that would be the nafkamina. Why? So look at Rashi. Rashi explains how this is a nafkamina. Rashi says the Tanakama isle derav asi halchikamar poel ochel kishos shilavada ve'eno. He's allowed to eat one kishos, one cucumber or something, even though it's the only one he's doing. Vafil hu shavadina, even though this is so expensive, he's hired to do just one cluster, one food item. He's allowed to eat that whole thing. And then also Rebbe Lazar lemeimar bein shi levada bein shi sachalo lechavrosa. Whether or not it's the only one he's hired to do, or whether there's more, im shava yotza al scharo lo yachlenu. If it's worth more than what he was hired to do, then he's not allowed to eat it. And then also Rabbanan basra. The end. The Chacham at the end say lemeimar yotza al scharo moter hu lechel im schir yomo. He's allowed to eat more than his worth if he was hired for the day. Aval scharo lehikashus levada. If he's hired to do just one cluster, one cucumber, less lay dervasi. He does not allow the paul to eat that one cluster. So Tanakama thinks he can eat the one cluster, and Chacham says he cannot eat that one cluster. And the Gemara explains it's tzrichin. You need both. Ravasi said these two statements. Ravasi said number one, if you're hired to do just one cluster, you could eat that one cluster, and also if you're hired to do a lot, after doing just the first one, you can eat the first one, even though you haven't yet given anything set aside to the employer. So why do you need both of these statements of Rav Asi Bitzricha? Di Ashmin, and if we taught Hachkmais in the first case, that if you're hired to do just one cluster, you could eat it. Mishim Delo Ikal Mesav Lakelev Shabbal Bias. There's nothing to place in the employer's hand, so you could eat it. There's nothing to set aside. Eat it right away. Aval Hechad Ikal Mesav Lakelev Shabbal Bias. If you're hired to do many clusters, so then we should say, since you're going to place some clusters in the buckets of the Baal HaBayis of the employer, Ema Leisa Bereisha, first set his aside some, and then Hadar Alecha, then only afterwards, after you've given the employer some of his food, then are you allowed to eat. Kamashlan, even though you haven't set aside yet for the Baal HaBayis, since eventually you will, you're allowed to eat this first one you've done already. That's the first Sichusa. Now, the opposite, Viashmin and Baha, if you taught the second case, that if you're doing a lot of clusters and you do just the first one so far, you could eat that first one. Viashmin and Baha, this one, the Efshir Lakim Alabasov, because in the end of the day, the employer is going to get plenty of creep, so he doesn't mind if you eat the first one, because eventually he's going to get Aval, Bahaycha, the Lo Efshir Lakim Alabasov, but something that he will, in the end, the employer will get nothing, because you're hired to do just one and you're eating that one, so Emalo, maybe he shouldn't be able to eat that one cluster he was hired to do. Tzricha, even in that case, the worker, the pole, is allowed to eat that item. Okay. Gemara now says, Ibai Seima, third nafkamina between the Tanakam and the Chachamim is as follows. Ibai Seima, Ikebenayu de Rav. Who's Rav? Dama Rav, Matsasi Megillah Starim. I found the Megillah Starim of Bei Rabbi Chiya. What's the Megillah Starim? Interesting, Rashi says, Megillah Starim is Megillah Timuna, a hidden Megillah, a hidden piece of paper. Lefisha also lichtov halachas. You're not allowed to write halachas. Right, because Dvarm Shebechsav Yeh Tarash El Amun Ba'peh, and Dvarm Shebal Peh, Yeh Tarash El Kasvan. You can't write Torah Shebal Peh down. Uchshayash shemed davar chiddush v'yara l'shocha. He heard a chiddush and he's scared. He's going to forget it. Hayakosvo, he would write it down so he wouldn't forget it. But mastiro minayim, but he wouldn't let anybody see it. So this way, it wouldn't really be Torah shebichlav anymore. It's hidden only to him. That's called Megill Starm, his little diary. He would kept all his notes in, but it wasn't for public consumption. So Rav found the Megill Starm of Rabbi Chia Kosebe the following. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, he had said, Kisavo bekamriacha, when you come into the vineyard of your friend, vias koladama kosimidavar, anybody, doesn't say a Paul, anybody, when you go to your friend's yard, you could eat. So that's the nafkamina. So what's that? Why is that nafkamina? Because according to the Tanakhama, it says, Ochel Poel, only the Poel is allowed to eat. So he doesn't hold a Rav. But according to the Chachamim, they matir, and they permit everybody to eat. So the Chachamim hold of this Chiddush of Rabbi Chiya, that everyone, the Kol Adam is allowed to eat Bekem Re'echa, and Tanakhama hold that only a Poel, they don't hold a Rav. So Amar Rav, Rav now says, oh, once he saw this Megillah Starm, he says, Amar Rav, lo shavik isi chaya l'chol b'riya. He didn't leave any life, any parnasa for any person. That means if I have a farm, anyone could come into my yard and eat it, so how am I supposed to make a parnasa and live? So what kind of a pshat is that? So then Amar Ravashi, Amrisa l'shmaisa kamid Rav Kana. Ravashi said this, what he heard, this halacha, he told it over to Rav Kana. And he says, Ravashi says, Dilma b'osan b'sudasan da'avdu v'achlu. Maybe Rabbi Chiya is referring to a case where anyone could go into the yard, even though he wasn't hired, but only way you're allowed to take food is if you work the land. So you want to come and get a grape to my yard, first you have to work the land, and then I didn't hire you, but your schar is, that by you working my land, you're allowed to take some food. Maybe that's the situation that Rabbi Chiya was referring to, but not any person to come in to my backyard and start eating the food. So Amar Li, so then Rav Kana says back to me, as Rav Ashi says over the story, Afil Hachi, still nonetheless, that doesn't make so much sense, because it's better for a person to hire one worker and to clean up the land than everybody just comes in and works and eats as they please. Because you have one guy working, you ever wonder like why the guys at the pizza stores never get fat? Sometimes they do, but because they're sick of pizza. People with pizzas don't eat pizza because they see that all day long. Guys who work in the sushi store don't eat sushi because that's what they do all day long. So the one guy working in my vineyard is not going to eat grapes because he's sick of eating grapes. So rather that one guy, he eats his first few days, he's sick of the, and that's it. But if everyone now is allowed to come to my yard and start working the land and eat, so when they're sick of the food, they're going to leave. And then the next guy's going to come who wants the grapes, and then I have nothing left over. So that doesn't make sense either. It only makes sense if a guy hires a guy, if the employer hires one guy to work the land consistently. Then the Gemara says, "Ibarilu pol mishalahu ochel o mishal shemaim hu ochel." Very lamdusha chakir. The Gemara asks, "When the worker eats in the land, is it from his own he's eating, or is it really mishamayim?" So Rashi explains the conceptual difference here. Rashi writes, "If you look at mishalahu ochel, is he really eating his own? It's really coming to him." Tosefes scharhu shosifa lo Torah. It's like a bonus. The Torah gives you a bonus. I have a certain amount of money I'm making for the year or for the day, and the bonus is, says the Torah, you're getting a bonus of being able to eat as well. Or says Rashi, Mishal Shemayim b'manos gemilus chasodim kishar manos anim. This is manos anim. Just like an ani gets leket pay a shicha, so too as a pole, I get manos anim. The Torah tells me, even though it's not part of my payment, it's a gemilus chasodim, a tzedakah that comes from Shemayim. So that's the nafkamina. Is it something that I earn as schar, or is it a tzedakah? So my nafkamina asks the Gemara. Damar, if I, as the employee, I say, Tenu li ishti bni, I'm not taking the food, I want to give it to the grapes to my wife and to my kids. So, Iyamas bishalohu, if it's really mine, I earned it. So, ochel yahav nilay, I'm allowed to give the food to my wife and kids. But, el, Iyamas mishal shemaim hu ochel, if it's something that a matnas anim, that Torah was mazakit to me, a special chiddush Torah. So then the Gemara says, it's possible, lididei zachi lei rachmana, lishto vanav lo zachi lei rachmana. Maybe the chiddush Torah and the tzedakah only goes to the actual worker, the employee, but not to the wife and kids, and I cannot pass it on to my wife and kids. So Gemara says, so what's the bottom line? What's the halacha? So Tashma, they bring our mission as a proof. Ochel poel kishus, vafilud bidinar. Koseves vafilud bidinar. So the poel is allowed to work more than what he could eat. I keep saying that. The worker is allowed to eat more than what he is actually hired to do. So Gemara explains, the amis mishalahu ochel, if he's really eating his own, so ogir bedan kevachol bezuzah, it doesn't make sense. He was hired to get paid a dollar. So now he's taking $10 worth. That doesn't make sense. That's not tosefes schar. That's not a bonus. It's a percentage of what you're making. It's not quadruple what you're making. So it can't be a bonus. It's a special tzedakah. Torah gave you tzedakah more than you're worth. No relationship, no correlation to the money you're making. It's a special tzedakah matnas on you. So the Gemara says, so, in the end of the day, ogir bedanka acha bazuze. What kind of a tzedakah is that? When a guy ani is getting some money, leket shicha and peya, it's only a fraction of what he earns. That's why he needs it. You don't get double, triple what he earns. So it doesn't make sense to give tzedakah that's so much more worth than what he's actually getting paid. It's ela. What are you saying? Rachman is achile. So there's a special chizr Torah that he gets so much tzedakah, a lot more than he's worth. So once you're saying that, hachanam, you could say as well, Rachman is achile. So too, when it comes to him getting a bonus, that bonus is also a chidish Torah. Both way, whether it's a bonus or whether it's a tzedakah, the Torah is mezakeh as a chidish. So once it's a chidish of the Torah, we can't really draw any conclusions from that, the ratios, even though he's making quadruple. Hey, the bonus is quadruple for what he really was supposed to get paid. That's a chidish Torah, and you can't bring a raya from this Mishnah. Then the Gemara attempts to bring another raya from the second half of the Mishnah, Tashma, Rabbi Lazar Chasma Omer Lo Yocha Pol Yose Aschara. He can't eat more than what he was hired to do. So Chachamim Matir, Chachamim permitted this. So my lav, what is it not? Behok, Miflagi, they're arguing about the following. Demar Saver Mishal Hu Ochel, Umar Saver Mishal Shen Shmaim Hu Ochel. That Rabbi Lazar, who limits, he could only eat what he was hired to do. So he says it's only, it's a special, it's his bonus only. And it's very limited to what he's able to do. But according to Chachamim, who permit him to eat more than what he was hired to do, so then that's a special Chiddush Torah, Mishal Shemaim, who comes from and say, it's a special Manas Anim. So that's a machlokas between Rebbe Lazar Chasma and Chachamim. The Gemara says, lo, that's not the machlokas. The Chulei Alma, everyone agrees, Mishal Huocha. I eat for my own, meaning it's a bonus. Torah gives me a bonus for working. So what's the machlokas, whether I can eat more or less? Hacha b'kenafshich, kamithlagi. They're arguing about where the word menafshecha is coming to tell me in the Torah. Why? One thinks, so look at Rashi. Rashi says that the achalta kinafshecha around 10 lines up, b'davar shata mosa nafshecha alav, the mesiras nefesh that you're putting in to work for this employer, la'alos bekevesh, la'alos be'ilin, going up the ramp, you're going up the tree, the mosa nafshecha lamisa, it's dangerous for you. It's still, you're doing this to make some money, to make parnasa. This is part of your, that wasn't part of your package. The Torah understands that part of your job is really doing things that are sometimes challenging and dangerous. So the Torah is mezakeh him a bonus for doing all those things. So then he allows him to eat more than what he really was hired to do. But according to the other opinion, mar sava kinafshcha has nothing to do with the schar. Nafshcha is a completely different drasha. Ma nafshcha im chasam tepata, just like the employer himself could close his mouth, could decide not to eat while he works his land, so to af the pol, so to the worker, im chasam tepater. If the employer tells the employee he cannot eat, then the employer is pater from any malchus. It's not considered losachsom for muzzling the employee. This has nothing to do with payment at all, and therefore, according to the Rebbe Lazar, he learns the second drasha, that there's no special drasha, that there's a bonus, and that's why he's limited to only eat the value, what he was hired to do. But again, chachamim hold, that nafshcha means no, that you get a payment for all your mesiras nefesh, so that's why he allows you to get additional payment above what, eat more than what you were hired to do. So that's not a raya about our case. So then the Gemara says, Toshima, Nazir Shamar Tnu Liishto Vunav. The Nazir says, who he's eating in the vineyard in the evening, in the Kerem, he says, you know what, I can't eat the grapes, but give it to my wife and kids to eat. Ein Shomim Lo, we don't listen to him. Why not? Iyames Mishalohu Ochel, if it's really that his bonus, that he gets it, that's really coming to him. So am I Ein Shomim Lo? It's his money. Let him give the grapes to his family. So Gemara says, no. It's a special din. We say to the Nazir, you shouldn't be working in the vineyard here. You're supposed to stay far away. Lech, lech, go away from the vineyard. Go around, circumvent. You shouldn't be working in the vineyard. It's a knas, Rashi says. It's a penalty for you working in the vineyard. We take away. Really, it's yours. It really is your bonus. But here it came along the chum and we're penalized him that he shouldn't get the money and the bonus to give to his kids. But in a regular circumstance, the schar, the bonus is shalom and he can give it to his children. So then the Gemara says another proof, another brisa, Toshma. Poel shamar tenu liishi vanav ein shamam lo. A regular worker says, you know what, I don't want to eat this food, I'll give it to my, it's a nazir, rather the grapes, give the grapes to my wife and kids. Now, if he really eats out of his own pocket, this is his bonus that's really coming to him. Why don't we listen to him? It's his food. This is his bonus. My poel was a poem. It's a nazir. It's referring to a nazir. This is the same case as above. It's a nazir. Even though it says a poel, referring to a nazir, that's why I penalize him. He shouldn't be working in the karam. V'hatanya nazir. Don't we already have a brisa that says nazir? V'hatanya poel. We need two brises. One teaches nazir, one teaches poel. So clearly the one that says poel knew how to use the word nazir, so should have said nazir. The fact that it didn't say nazir, it must be not a nazir. It's a regular poel. And the poel is not allowed to feed his kids. Gemara says, no. Mide agave hadadi tananim. Well, these brises taught next to each other. We know the brises were written by different people and they were all different places. They weren't kept together. These brises weren't written next to each other. If the brises, you could prove they were written next to each other, one said Nazir, one said Poel. So then clearly the Poel is not referring to a Nazir. But two different places, two different authors, so the guy who says Poel could be referring to a case of Nazir. Ah, but didn't that brisa over there say Nazir already? He had nothing to do with that brisa. He didn't know about that brisa. He taught the word Poel referring to a Poel Nazir. All right, so then the Gemara says the last three lines here, Toshma. How do I know if I say to the worker, give to my wife and give to my children, we don't listen to the worker? It says, to your own keli, you shouldn't put in. Don't take it back home. You know, you take the food, but you can't take a doggy bag for your kids. Maybe this is a case of a nazir as well. That's why we say he can't take the grapes home for his family. If that's the case, we shouldn't invoke the pasuk of El Kaliach. That's the pasuk about the poel. If it's really about a nazir, they should have invoked the concept of Lech Lech. The nazir should stay far away. So it must be referring to a regular stam poel, and we see that a stam poel is not allowed to bring home food for his kid. We're talking about a nazir. Ah, so how come it says the pasuk of El Kaliach Lo Sitein? I did the Katani La Balashim Paul. Since we're referring to the Brisa from the perspective of Paul, even though we're really referring to a Nazir, but we're still teaching it's presented as a case of Paul, Kanasav like Krad the Paul, we use the pasuk of a Paul, but Ein Hachanami, it's a strange, very weak understanding of the Brisa. We're saying really, even though it's talking about Paul, it's quotes the pasuk of a Paul, it's really referring to a Nazir and should have invoked the concept of a Nazir.
So El Kaliach Lo Sitein is referring to Lech Lech Amir Nazir as far as far?
Yeah, in essence, what it's saying, right?
Because if it means Al Kaliach Lo Sitein, it's still going to be an answer to our.
Exactly. So that's it. It's really, according to the pasuk, they have consistency of referring to Poel, even though in Panimis is really referring to the Naziris. Okay. So the Gemara then says it's a very, very strange answer. But, all right. Gemara says, Toshma, Hasochas Apol Lukatos Pertainim. A person's hired to take the figs out and place them on the rooftops to have them dry. So Rabbi Rashi says in the bottom, the Yabshim Besod in the field to have them dry, Lasos Ktsios, to make them Ktsios, they would dry up, and they make these types of fig cakes, exactly. So Gemara says, Hareze Ochel Pater. So the worker, as he works the field, he's allowed to eat, and he can take Meiser from this, says Rashi, why? A top line of Tadi Bezim Abez, Hareze Ochel Pater. The Chayman de Omdos Lekotza, since they're supposed to be being laid out to dry, Lo Nigmar Melachta, the Melacha's not done, and we know prior to the Gemara Melacha, there's a no Chia Meiser just yet. So the worker is allowed to eat it before taking the ma'aser. But then the Gemara says, "Alman asher ochel ani ubani, oshi ochel bani bischari, hu ochel pater, but the beno ochel v'chai." But if he wants to give his son, so then the employee is still allowed to take for himself to eat without taking ma'aser. But once he passes on to his son, so then the son would have to take ma'aser prior to eating it. What's the difference? Now, yamis b'shalohu ochel. But no, am I chayiv? If we say that all this bonus that he gets to eat while working the field is considered a bonus, it's his, so then just like he gets to eat it without taking ma'aser, so too his son should be able to eat it without taking ma'aser. So Gemara says, you're right, Einach Nami, he should be allowed to mikra din, but Amar Avina, Mishum de Mechsik Mekach. It looks like a sale. When I give it to my son, it looks like I'm selling it to him, and the din is looking at Rashi. Rashi says that Mishum de Mechsik Mekach, this is around eight narrow lines down, Ho vi asne aval chila dide deno batanai afagad de vishar hu lo dami le Mekach. Is that what I wanted? Since he made a condition here, it looks like a mekach. But if he ate it himself, which is not but tanai, even though it's part of his payment, he wouldn't have to take it. It's not similar to it. Since I made it as part of the tanai, I said the condition is that you give the food to my son. I'm not sure why that tanai makes it look like a mekach. I thought just simply since it transfers to a different owner, to a different person eating it, that looks like a mekach. I'm not sure why Rashi's throwing in the idea of tanai, but somehow the transfer of ownership to some other party outside of the employee gives the impression of mekach, and a lokach would have to take meiser prior to eating it, even though it hasn't been gemar melachta.
Right, I think that Rashi's troubled. Why is it that it's not domek lemekach when he's eating it himself, but it's domek lemekach when his kid's eating it? What's the chilek between him?
Because the employee, he's the worker. Everyone knows the employee gets to work. So I'm working the land. I got my worker clothing. I'm eating it. And my son comes into the yard, and he's not a worker. He has school clothing on. He's not working the land. I give it to him. So it looks like I gave it over to him as a matana or as a mekach. So it gives the impression of a mekach there.
Even though it's out of mishlo ochel,
Right. It still looks like that guy's eating, even though he didn't work the land. He should have to take meiser. So I'm not sure when Rashi's throwing the tanai, but that's what Rashi's bothered by. I'm not sure why the tanai is making him look like more a mekach than no tanai.
Somehow, by you enunciating it,
yeah,
bringing, saying it publicly, that's
more of a deal, an agreement.
It looks like it's a deal.
Yeah. Tosas deals with this. He quotes his Rashi here. I think it's a later Tosas. He says that that's actually, if you make a deal, it's a real mekach, he says. That's mekach gamor.
Yeah, but it's not saying over here. It's not the same case.
Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. But that's certainly the issue that Rashi and maybe Tosas are struggling with. What makes it look like a mekach, okay, and not an actual mekach. Then the Gemara brings another argument. We're still trying to figure out the case here when he eats this the food. And as a poel, is it midin schar or is it midin tzedakah? So they bring another raya, tashma. Hasoch as a poel, a guy worker is a, hires a worker. Lasos benetter avai shalom. It's netter avai, the din of netter avai. We know the first 3 years of fruit is arla, you can't eat it. Netter avai, you have to take it the 4th year to eat it in Yushalayim. So I hire a worker to work my netter avai, but he can't eat it. Right now my sada is located outside Yushalayim, so he can't eat it here. So what's the lacha? Harei shalom. Elu shalahare elu lo yochlu. The workers can't eat it because it's netter avai unless they bring it to Yushalayim. Vimloho diyam. If I didn't tell them, I just hire them, and they get to the land and they start seeing netter avai signs. They didn't know about this when they came into the agreement initially, so they expect them to be fed. So what's the din? The halach is poda machilin. I need to redeem the fruits. There's a din of pidya pidyom netter avai, just like pidyom meiser sheni. I could be poda. So I take the value of the netter avai, put it on the money. That money is taken to Yushalayim, and these fruits now are considered chulin. They could eat it. So I have an obligation then to poda the netter avai so that the workers could eat, because they didn't know about this beforehand. So now, if you say the whole din of the eating on the while working is really a chesed from Shemayim, so my poda machilin. Why are they making me as the employer redeem my food to have them eat? There's an isra to the netter avai. The Torah wouldn't be mechadish din tzedakah on a chef, so that's isra, and netter avai. So why have to go so far to redeem it? So it must be then that it's really their, they earned it. It's really their bonus. Ah, it happens to be their bonus is aser, so then I have an obligation to make sure they get their bonus by redeeming the netter avai, so they have their bonus rightfully. So Gemara says, no, there too as well. Hasam mishum demechse kemekach tos. It looks like a mekach tos. I hired them to work, and they not have any food here. So really, mikardin, they should not get the tzedakah in this case, because it's from Shemayim. Shemayim's not mezakeh them, something that's aser. But still, it appears as if I made a deal with them. I'm being a shady guy, so I have an obligation to, I guess, being a good employer. So I should really just ensure, not that I have to, because of the false impressions, the mekach tos, I should really ensure that they get some money while they work the land. So then the Gemara says that aim a seifa, but look at the seifa. Nisparsu agulav is in the, let's say the cakes has the fig cakes has separated. So I'm hiring them to put them back together. Or let's say nispatchu chavios. I have barrels of wine that became open. I need to have them close and seal it off. Hare elu lo yochlu. They're not allowed to eat from the barrels of wine and these fig cakes. Now vim lohodian. If I don't let them know that they can't eat, then meiser machilam. Then they have to take meiser and they eat it, because at these stages, when they're in the barrel that got exposed, or the fig cakes that got separated, the gemar melacha was already complete. They have to just fix something that got messed up, but it's really complete. The gemar melacha is there, and once there's a gemar melacha, there's a chiv to take meiser prior to eating it. So now, e amis mishal shemaim hu ochel. If really the din of the pole working is a chesed from shemaim, it's a tzedakah from shemaim. Amai meiser machilam. Why do we let the employees take meiser and eat it? Isura lo zachi l'rachmana. These things are aser for them to eat because it's a iser tevel now. So the Torah wouldn't be mezakeh them saying that's aser b'tevel. So why do I, am I forced, why are they allowed to take ma'aser and eat it? It's not really theirs to be zocha to. So Gemara says, v'chi teima hachanami mishum demechze kemekach tals. Maybe this as well. It's like a mekach tals. I hire some workers and they can't eat in the field. They're expecting to eat. So me, to be an honest employer, I really should allow them. They don't have to, but I should allow them, even though the Torah wasn't mezakeh them the food, because it's their tevel. I have to, as a good employer, have to let them take ma'aser and eat it afterwards. But really, it's a mezakeh min shemayim. So that's the case. The Gemara says, "Vachitei ma'achanami." Yes, ein achanami v'shem mekach tos. I have to do this because it looks like I did a false agreement here. Bishma, this all makes sense. This parsu agulav mechsei kimekach tos. In the case where the fig cakes have separated, that does appear like a mekach tos there. Right? Why is it be like a mekaf talis? So Rashi says here, I mean, halfway down the page here, Bishma nisparsu agula v'ika mekaf talis, shekeshe omer lehen tchila, when I said to them initially, I said to the workers, histachruli lidros v'igula, I needed to step on my figs to make them flat. Svirum hayu, they thought, shavu tchilas, shezu tchilas drisos, and this is the first time it's going through the stage, so the gmar mlachtan didn't happen yet. But that lo nigmar mlachtan, and there's no chiv tevel. So they thought, they're going to be able to eat the food. They show up and they say, oh, this already was dushed. We already were trampled. They want me to just fix it and do it a second round. Well, that's, we know there's an Isser Tevel, so that's unfair. That looks like a Mekach Talos for them. Nobody told them. So since they have the right to eat, because they were really, they were tricked into this, so that's why as an employer, I need to let them take my Isser and eat. But Ella Nispachtu Chaviyosav, if I said I need to reseal my barrels, once the wine's in the barrel already, they know wine that gets to the barrel is Gemar Melachton, it's done. They should expect that they shouldn't be eating anything at this point. At that point, once it gets to the barrels, it's really the Gemar Mlachtan and there's an Isser Tevel. So what was the expectation? Why does this come off as a Mekach Talos? My Mekach Talos Ika. Gemara says, Mika Yada, everyone knows, the Itvile, Lamais, everybody knows once the wine gets to the barrel, the Gemar Mlachtan is there and they can't eat. So why, as an employer, do I have to allow them to take Maiser and eat it? They really should have known this beforehand. So Amr of Sheshiv, or Sheshiv says, Shenestachpu Chaviosav Labur. No, it's not referring to the last stage where it's in the barrels, referring to what's in the pit where all the wine comes together after being pressed, that area where then it's not Gemar Mlachtan where they were expecting to eat, but they show up and they realize, actually no, it was in the barrels in the final stage, and there they thought they were expecting to eat, but it turns out since it was in the final stage, they're not allowed to eat anymore. So that was considered Mekach Talos as well. But then the Gemara says, V'ha Tane, but doesn't the Braisa tell us? Yain Mishiyar Labor, Rabbi Kiva, Labor. Doesn't the Braisa tell us, once the wine goes down to the boar, after it's been pressed, it hangs out in this pit, that's Gemar Mlachtan, and therefore there's an Isser Tevel. So if they were thought they were being hired to take the wine out of that pit, they should know the Braisa, that the Braisa says, once it goes to the boar, there's a Chiyuv Tevel. So they shouldn't expect to drink the wine. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva, they've passed like Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Mishiyakva, that when it gets to the point where they put in the barrel, they start taking out all the bad stuff, all the psolos of the grapes, that's when the chiyav ma'aser. This is a machlokes. Is the chiyav ma'aser kicking when it goes to the boar, or a later stage once it's brought to the barrels and you remove all the psolos? So they thought it was based on the later stage. They thought they were being hired at an earlier stage, and that's why they thought they were going to drink wine. But it turns out they were hired to do a later stage. That's why it's a mekach talos, and they deserve to take ma'aser and eat it. Then the Gemara says, they say to the employer, lo havi adina, and we didn't know this. So they said the employer should say back to the employees, Ibai Lechu, you should have known Asuka Daitcha, Dilma Makva. You should have thought maybe it got to that stage. When I said I need you to close up my barrels, why do you assume it was in the boar? Maybe it's referring to when it's in the barrels yet. You should have thought about the different stages. Why do you assume it was in an earlier stage where you're going to get to drink the wine? So Gemara explains, because Ba'asadahun Gavra Dinagid Iyu Makva. The place where the custom was, whoever was sealing the barrels was the one also removing all the psolos. So since they're being hired to seal the barrels, they thought, oh, they probably didn't finish the melacha. The psolos is probably still there, but that's why they're expecting to. They showed up and they realized the psolos already was taken out, and they already were sealed before. They just got unsealed. They're only hired simply to seal it, in which case it's an Isser Tevel. They're not allowed to eat. Ah, isn't that a Mekach Talos? So that's why he says we allow the employer to tell them you take Meiser as the employee and you eat it. We're good. Now we have a brisa that tells us, Yain mishayar lebor v'yikba, when the wine falls to the boar, and then you remove all the psalas. Rabbi Kiva omer mishayish lebechavios, when it goes into the barrel later on, Rabbi Kiva thinks a later stage, so then afilu tema shlo netach nispachtu hachavios lebor. Even if the barrels weren't opened up yet to the boar, you could still explain they were hired when they were in the barrels. They were hired, forget the boar. Then they got to the stage when they actually were in barrels still at that point, there is no chiyuv yet of meiser until you've cleaned everything out, according to Rabbi Kiva. Darmile, they say to him, to the employer, lo ha'yadin demashle, when we showed up, we didn't know that somebody removed all the psolas yet. So v'neim aluhi baylechu asuka dadaychu, so dilma mashli, so he says, the employer says to them, you guys should have realized, once I hired you to seal the barrels, you should have had the havamina that possibly somebody already took out the psolas, and already there was gemar mlachtan, and you don't get to eat. So answers the gemar again, it must be a place ba'asu dahu desharikahu mashli. The guy who does the sealing is the same person who's removing the psolas, and that's why they didn't expect it to be done yet. When they showed up, it turned out it was done, so that's why they had to take meiser first, and only then were they able to eat afterwards. Gemara now says, Tashma. Kotez adam ayde atzmo. A person is able to make a certain din ayde atzmo. Ayde beno, bito, agdolim, ayde avdov, shivchaso, agdolim, ayde isho, mifnei sheish mandah. So he's able to make a deal where you could take money, but you're not allowed to eat. So instead of taking getting more, like the employer says, I'll make a deal with you. I'm going to pay you more money as long as you don't eat from my produce. I'd rather that. So extra money here, and don't eat from the produce. So the person could do make such a deal for himself. He can make a deal for his children who are gedolim. He can make a deal for his avadim and shvachos who are gedolim as well. He can make the same deal for his wife as well. She's working, and I'm going to negotiate the deal for her, but in such a way where she's not going to eat, she'd rather take the money home. Aval, what he can't do is, Eino kotet loy de beno vito ktanim, loy de abdo v'shifchaso ktanim, but any of these individuals who have no das, so then the father or owner cannot represent them and try to cut them off from eating. They are allowed to eat while they work. No one's allowed to take that away from them. So Gemara says, Kasaka Daitech Havamina is here, Bimala and Bimizonas, referring to a situation where the employer has already agreed to give them the food as part of their payment. So now, Iyamis Bishma Bishma.
Isn't it where the guy who's working the call, he's modeling that in his own house, and therefore he gets their scar.
Which guy?
The person who's making the tanai on behalf of his kids.
Oh, he's the one giving, he's providing the food for them. So he's able to substitute for them?
Right, so he's able to make tanai in what their arrangements are. So he's keeping their...
So if I see he's the one who's paying them, he's the one supporting them. So since that father or other one is the one supporting them, he is able to make such a tanai. So now the Gemara says, Na'iyam, if you say, Bishma Mishal Shemaim Hu Ochel, Bishma Hachi Nekotet, if you say that this is really the ability to eat as a worker is a chesed from Shemaim, so that would make sense why he can't be kotet for the bun of Ketanim. But Eliyam, Mishalohu Ochel, Ketan Nami Nakitlu, if he's one, if really it's part of his payment, so now the payment is really going to the father, because the father's the one supporting the kids. So when the kids make money, it really goes back to the father. So then the father should have every right to make such a tanai that the children shouldn't eat. Rather pay the money, and I'll pay them food as well. So Gemara says, no, it must be therefore a case, hachav in my askin, in a case b'she'ein ma'alel lehem mezonos, where he's not, where the employer, rather where the father is not supporting them. The father's not supporting them. So the father's not supporting them. Ihach, if that's the case, gedolim nami. So why? How does he have the right? If I'm not supporting you, and you're my kid, how can I say, you know, deal with the employer, don't pay them the food, give them money instead? I have no right. I'm not supporting you. You're a gadol. How do I have any right to just step in and make a deal? So Gemara says, no, because I did gadolim. The Gemara says, gadolim yadei v'kamachli. The gadolim, my sons who are above the age of 13, know the deal that I'm making, and they're okay with it. They're mochel. I don't have the right to, but once I suggest, I'm really suggesting it to them, and they listen, and they're mochel. But doesn't the Brisa say, Rabbi Shaya, kotet adam ayde atma vayde isha val lo ayde behemto vayde binav beno bito agdolim aval lo ayde so again aval lo ayde isha behemto kama vayde beno bito agdolim, he's allowed to aval lo ayde beno bito ktanim v'kotet ayde avdo v'shivchaso kananim ben gdolim ben ktanim. So my lav idi b'mala la mazonos, is it not, we're both referring to a case where the father is supporting them. Ubaha kemifkin, the machlokas is the mar saver mishalohu ochel, umar saver mishal shemaim hu ochel. One thinks that he's paying out of pocket, so since the father is supporting him, there's mishalohu, and therefore he's able to make a tanai. The other one thinks it's mishal shemaim, it's really coming out, and he cannot make a tanai. Which two are we trying to explain here? Our Mishnah.
Rashi says,
Tanai de Masnisen.
Rashi says, the steer his avadim ketanim.
To look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kotes Aydei Shivchasa V'Avdo, three lines up, that Kasha Avadim Ketanim Avadim Ketanim. What's the difference? So one is where he's supporting him, and he's a case where he's supporting him, and they're both cases where he's supporting him. In one case, since I'm supporting him, so it's Mishalo, I have the right to be Mochel. I could say that even the Ketanim, they don't get to eat, it comes to me. The other one says, no, the Avadim Ketanim, it's Mishal Shemaim. The Shemaim is the one who's Mazaka to them. I have the right to step in and take away that Zechus he gets from Shemaim. To which the Gemara says, lo, not true. The Chuyam Mishalohu Elch, everyone agrees that the worker eats because it's his bonus. And Velokasha Kam Bishain Ma'al Mazonos, who brides to Ma'al Mazonos. A case where the Adon is supporting him, so then he has the right to take away that the food from him. The case where the owner is not, the Adon is not supporting him, so then he has no right to intervene and take that food away from him. Okay, let's stop here, because it's late until I need to daven downstairs.
7.25 or 7.30?